Hello， 同情家族，欢迎收听 Look Back Sunday。在这个节目 ，John 老师会汇整过去不同国家与主题的热门跟读文章，让你可以在15分钟内吸收最精华的世界时事趣闻。Let's get right to it。France bans plastic packaging for fruit and veg.A law banning plastic packaging for large numbers of fruits and vegetables has come into force in France as of New Year's Day to end what the government has called the aberration of overwrapped carrots, apples and bananas, as environmental campaigners and exacerbated shoppers urge other countries to do the same. Emmanuel Macron has called the ban on plastic packaging of fresh produce a real revolution.And said France was taking the lead globally with its law to gradually phase out all single-use plastics by 2040. Spain will introduce a ban on plastic packaging of fruit and vegetables from 2023. For years, international campaigners have said unnecessary plastic packaging is causing environmental damage and pollution at sea. From New Year's Day,France bans supermarkets and other shops from selling cucumbers wrapped in plastic, and peppers, courgettes, aubergines, and leeks in plastic packaging. A total of 30 types of fruit and vegetables are banned from having any plastic wrapping, including bananas, pears, lemons, oranges, and kiwis. Packs over 1.5 kilograms are exempt, as well as chopped or processed fruit.Some varieties, including cherry tomatoes or soft fruits such as raspberries and blueberries, are given longer for producers to find alternatives to plastic. But plastic packaging will be gradually phased out for all whole fruits and vegetables by 2026. With an estimated 37% of fruit and vegetables sold wrapped in plastic packaging in France in 2021, the government believes...The ban will cut more than 1 billion items of single-use plastic packaging a year. The Environment Ministry said there must be curbs on the outrageous amount of single-use plastic in our daily lives. Fruit and vegetables wrapped in layers of plastic have exacerbated consumers not only in France but neighboring countries. Nearly three-quarters of British people have experienced anxiety,frustration or hopelessness at the amount of plastic that comes with their shopping, and 59% think supermarkets and brands are not doing enough to offer refillable, reusable, or packaging-free products, according to a poll commissioned by Friends of the Earth and City to Sea in June last year. Next article. France bans unlimited sugary drink refills.Restaurants and other spaces catering to the public in France have been banned from offering unlimited sugary drinks in an effort to reduce obesity. It is now illegal to sell unlimited soft drinks at a fixed price or offer them unlimited for free. The World Health Organization, WHO, recommends taxing sugary drinks, linking them to obesity and diabetes. The new law in France targets soft drinks,including sports drinks containing added sugar or sweeteners. All public eateries, from fast food joints to school canteens, are affected. The aim of the law is to limit, especially among the young, the risks of obesity, overweight, and diabetes, in line with WHO recommendations. A recent Eurostat survey of adult obesity put the French at 15.3%,which is just below the EU average of 15.9%. France was slimmer than the UK, 20.1%, but fatter than Italy, 10.7%. Past the age of 30, nearly 57% of French men are overweight or obese, according to a report published in October by the French medical journal Bulletin Epidémiologique Hebdomadaire.Some 41% of women in the same age category are also overweight or obese, the study found. Next article. You've won your weight in oysters. Note in shells stops thieves. When thieves stole 3 tons of oysters from the French 60-year-old shellfish farmer Christophe Guinot, he came up with a solution: planting secret notes inside oyster shells to help police track down the thieves. The oysters are reared in cages, attached by wires to a metal frame that stops them drifting away. Thieves take a boat out to the cages and pluck them from the water. Guinot takes an empty oyster shell, insert a tiny rolled-up note, glue the shell back together, and drop it into the cage. The note tells whoever opens the shell that they have won their own weight in oysters and invites them to call to claim their prize. Anyone claiming their prize could be asked where they bought the oysters, and if it was not from somewhere that Guinot supplies, he could set the police on the trail of the thieves. Next article. Wanted in France: thousands of workers as hotels and restaurants reopen. For 6 months, Christophe Thierry has waited for France's grinding national lockdowns to be lifted so he can reopen his company's restaurants and hotels in a picturesque corner of eastern France and recall the 150 employees who were furloughed months ago. But when he asked them to return for a reopening in mid-May, he faced an unexpected headache. At least 30 said they wouldn't be coming back, leaving him scrambling to hire new workers just as he needed to swing into action. When you close things for so long, people think twice about whether they want to stay, said Thierry, a co-manager of the Heinz Group. Restaurants and hotels across the country are facing the same problem. After months on furlough, workers in droves are deciding not to return to jobs in the hospitality industry. A shortfall of perhaps as many as 100,000 restaurant and hotel workers is especially troubling, because hundreds of thousands of people are looking for work after France's worst recession in decades. Employers say it is becoming harder to lure job seekers to an industry whose future is more or less tethered to the vagaries of the coronavirus and the uncertainty of vaccine campaigns. The missing manpower conundrum has emerged as thousands of hotels and restaurants that survived the crisis pivot toward trying to make up for an 80% plunge in business since last spring. The COVID-19 lockdowns have cost France's tourism industry, a cornerstone of the economy, more than 60 billion euros in lost revenue since last year. We know we're going to have customers again this summer. That's not the problem, said Yann France, the owner of La Fembe, a restaurant in the popular northern seaside city of Deauville. The concern is that we won't have an adequate workforce at a time when we need to make up for a huge loss in sales. Some say the problem may not be so stark, since international visitors aren't yet flocking back to France, and job seekers, including students who need work to help make ends meet, could eventually fill any shortfall. But others say the precariousness of the businesses is the broader question. The bigger issue is the uncertainty over the industry's future, said Thierry Gregor, the owner of NT Hotel Gallery Group, which owns 5 hotels and 3 restaurants around Toulouse. Will things stay open, or could there be another shutdown because of a new virus?
Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.